Nolte, Tim-Kilmeade Republicans-Ryan down 4 points against J.D. Vance. By John Nolte on September 16, 2022. Representative Tim Ryan, D.O., the sociopath running for Ohio's open U.S. Senate seat, is down 4 points. This poll was taken before Ryan announced on national TV, "We've got to kill and confront those whom Democrats and the corrupt corporate media describe as MAGA Republicans, i.e., the over 60 million Americans who voted for Donald Trump." Ryan made those comments Tuesday to MSNBC's Willie Geist, a far-left activist who said nothing after Ryan told the world, "We've got to kill and confront Trump supporters." Why did Geist not call Ryan out on it? Because leftists like Willie Geist and the MSNBC Gestapo would like nothing more than to see MAGA supporters rounded up and shipped to re-education camps run by transsexuals and college-educated white women. Other than those never-Trump fascists in 2016, never have I seen a political party demonize voters like his fraudulent MC Joe Biden, Tim Ryan, and their media supporters have. Well, as of right now, according to Emerson, Ryan is losing to his Republican opponent J.D. Vance, who does not demonize people who might not support him, 44-40%. Vance was up 3 points over Ryan the last time this poll was taken. Vance is also over the magic 50% mark with independents, 51% support, compared to 49% for the sociopath Ryan. Vance is winning men by 19 points, while the sociopath Ryan is only up 8 points with women. In Ohio's gubernatorial election, sitting Republican Governor Mike DeWine is humiliating Democrat Nan Whaley 50-33%. More. In a 2024 hypothetical matchup between President Biden and former President Trump, 50% would support Trump and 40% would vote for Biden, the pollster says. If Florida Governor Ron DeSantis were to be the Republican nominee in 2024 facing President Biden in a hypothetical matchup, 48% would support DeSantis and 38% would vote for Biden. A clear majority of 56% of Ohioans disapprove of the job Biden's doing, compared to only 41% who approve. In better news, a plurality of Ohio voters, 38%, are more likely to support Donald Trump in 2024 because of the recent FBI search of Mar-a-Lago. Only 32% said they were less likely. When not calling for the extermination of 60-plus million Americans, Tim Ryan is running around pretending to be a moderate. While I believe the sociopath does, indeed, want to murder 60-plus million Americans, the moderate stuff is a flat-out lie. Ryan is a Pelosi Democrat. Ryan has voted with President Biden and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi 100% of the time this Congress, minus including on the $1.9 trillion inflation-causing American Rescue Plan that even liberal economist Larry Summers called the least responsible economic policy in 40 years. Unsurprisingly, and in recognition of his far-left voting record, Ryan has received the endorsement of progressives like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and held a virtual fundraiser with Hillary Clinton earlier this year. Ohio might as well vote for Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez or Nancy Pelosi. Emerson polled 1,000 very likely voters between September 12 to 13. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.